You may have noticed that I'm now publishing AI-generated summaries of my podcasts and interviews and special reports on naturalnews.com. And these are very good summaries in terms of understanding the structure of each special report or each interview, and as well as, of course, condensing and summarizing the key concepts. But I want to answer the question that some people have raised. They might say, why are you using demonic technology on your website? Fair question, but first of all, it's not demonic technology. The technology is neutral, and it depends on who's using it, what their motivations are, and what their spiritual connection is. And AI can be used for evil, but it can also be used to enhance the effectiveness of those of us who are doing good things for the world. And most importantly, we can't stop AI. We can't stop the progress of technology. We can't stop even the internet, for example. We can't stop computing, nor do we want to necessarily. But we can choose how we interact with it. We can choose to learn to control it rather than allowing it to control us. And if we don't learn how to use AI technology, then we are ignorant about how to make sure that we aren't victimized by it. The best way to, you could say, conquer this technology is to become proficient in it and then use it in ways that amplify human freedom and human knowledge and the democratization of the power of knowledge so that we, the people, can benefit from it instead of being enslaved by it. So, for example, in the exact same way, cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin or Monero, privacy crypto specifically, uses computational power in order to enhance human freedom and enhance human privacy. And there aren't demons in the cryptocurrency. It's not a demonic technology. Rather, you could argue that CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, are more evil or more demonic. Whereas cryptocurrency, which is peer-to-peer, decentralized, democratized, is the opposite of evil. Cryptocurrency is a good use of technology in the sense that it distributes power among a large number of people, and it takes the power away from centralized controls such as central banks or CBDCs, like I said. Now, what we can do with AI can also give you more power and more control over your life and more independence and liberty as an individual. And that's the way we intend to apply AI technology. So when I publish AI summaries of my podcasts, what I'm doing is I'm letting the AI language model do some of the grunt work of summarizing the key bullet points of what I said in that podcast, but I would never let AI take over my podcast. You know, you're never going to hear an AI robot just replacing me entirely while I sit back and, you know, pretend like that's me talking. I did have an AI voice clone demonstration one time from a company called 11 Labs, but I mentioned it up front as a demonstration. I said during the podcast that this is my robot voice, my robot clone voice, and give it a listen, and I'm trying to show you that this technology exists because it's very powerful. And then I played that sample, or I may have played a small sample at first, and then explained afterwards, that was the robot AI voice. But I will never surrender the core creative process of thinking and presenting and speaking. I won't give that to an AI system. That will always be done by myself, because we, the humans, need to maintain control, and we need to maintain our skill set when it comes to thinking, reasoning, communicating, and sharing information with others. Now, let's talk about the large language model, the LLM, that we're going to be releasing in a few months. This large language model, which is based on AI technology, will allow you to use this research tool. You can ask it questions. You can get experimental answers as a research tool would provide. And you can do so in the privacy of your own home, on your own computer, on your desktop. Because the language model that we're releasing, you can download it and run it locally, and it does not need an internet connection, and it does not spy on you. It doesn't monitor or surveil what you're asking it. And I think this is really critical because we live in a world where high-tech companies tend to spy on people. They do it all the time. Google, Apple, you know, YouTube, search engines, whatever, mobile devices, they're always spying on you. Amazon Alexa. Well, you may have questions. You may want to do research on topics that you don't want the search engines to know about. I mean, even personal privacy type of subjects, like maybe you have a health symptom that's embarrassing to talk about. Maybe you suffer from, I don't know, low libido, for example, and you don't want to type on Google, hey, how do I solve the problem of having low libido? You know, that's not something that people want to just throw out onto the internet. And I don't blame them. But there are good answers to that question, by the way, that will be found in the large language model that we are going to be releasing, because libido, just as a side note, has a lot to do with nutrition. And there are many herbs, there are many botanicals, there are many nutrients and even minerals that can help tremendously with issues involving libido. So that's a great example of some reason why you would want to use a locally run language model that is not spying on you. And this is only possible through AI. So I would argue that AI in the hands of people who have morals, who have ethics, and who want to do good in the world can be a tool that can amplify our efforts and our results. And I said the other day in a podcast, I said, it's critical that we do good in the world. We have to stand up against evil. We cannot be indifferent to evil. We must do good things to help others, to help shape a future society that's rooted in principles of morality, ethics, liberty. These kinds of issues are absolutely critical. And when we understand how to use technology like AI in order to achieve these goals, and when we have resources, those of us who act in the best interests of humankind, who are pro-human, right? I'm on team humanity, and you are too, then good things can happen. Our AI tools aren't going to turn against you and suddenly spy on you and suddenly try to kill you, for example. They're only going to serve as tools to help empower you with knowledge and information that can make your life more meaningful, more successful, more prosperous, more healthful, and other similar goals that are all positive. And finally, it's worth mentioning that I will never worship AI. I will never replace my relationship with Christ with an AI God. And I'm old enough and I think wise enough, I've had enough life experience that I'm not going to be easily sucked into some kind of fad of some claimed AI oracle or AI God being that claims to have all the answers. I'm not going to go to the church of AI, for example. No, not at all. I understand the bigger picture of the Creator and that we are beings given the gift of life and consciousness because of our Creator. And I understand the importance of protecting human life precisely because it is a gift from our Creator. And I'm never going to worship a computer or microchips. I'm not going to want to merge my brain with machines, and I don't even think that's possible. And the soul transcends silicon anyway. So don't worry about that aspect if you're concerned I might get sucked into an AI cult or something. No way, not a chance. I'm probably one of the strongest anti-cultists that you'll ever meet. That's why I call out the climate cult all the time, by the way. And, you know, the LGBT cult. I'm an anti-cultist. I'm a realist. So what I know is that we can use realistically and practically this information to accomplish the goals that are aligned with our values. And that's what we're going to use it for. So thank you for your interest in this. Thank you for your support. And understand, I will be harnessing the power of AI for the benefit of you and humanity. And I will never let an AI system take over my thoughts, my values, or my priorities. We use it as a research tool to magnify our efforts and nothing more. And as long as we understand this context, then we remain in control of AI. We harness technology. We use it so that it doesn't use us. And that's the path that I'm on, and I thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. You can find full transcripts And AI-generated summaries, by the way, of this podcast and other interviews and other podcasts and special reports at naturalnews.com. And be sure to listen to all my other podcasts at brighteon.com, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties, and that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well. Of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.